What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, show in front of the show, MTSU Blue Raiders head coach, Coach Rick Stockstill, a legend in Middle Tennessee, on the show with us. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you, my man?
Coach, I'm doing lovely, loving this fall weather, man. It's cooling down for us, man, so I'm enjoying life, man.
That's awesome.
Coach Stock, let me ask you, man, I'll try to ask you off the air, man. You know, you this week you played Murray State, a regional rival, got that win, after those two tough games in the SEC, but you showed your guys showed some heart, some toughness this week. And talk about this win, Coach.
Yeah, it was a good win. Like I said, you know, we opened up with Alabama, and they are who they are, and, you know, they got us pretty good. The next week we go out to Missouri, and we really played really, really hard and played better and had a chance. Just came up, you know, 4 points short. So, but – I was proud of our effort, our team, you know, how we played. And then this week, you know, with Murray State, you know, we jumped out to a 21-0 lead. And then I felt like we kind of lost our edge a little bit. You know, that's the first time this year we've been in the lead. And I don't think we handled it, you know, the right way. So that's a learning experience for us that hopefully we can continue to get some leads here going forward. But, you know, I was proud of our team. You know, we didn't play great. We did a lot of good things. We improved in a lot of areas. But we also, you know, left it. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff that we've got to get better and improve on moving forward. So that's our, you know, our mission, our plan, our objective this week is to improve on those mistakes that we made Saturday.
Coach Stock, I feel like I know it's not the results you wanted first weeks of the year, but testing yourselves against the SEC and showing your young men that we can compete with these guys. I know Alabama, but Missouri, you really compete against those guys. Like you and I both know, so some plays here or there could be a different result. But the fact is, your guys stood in tough and competed with those guys for four quarters. Could have won that game against a SEC school, which is one of the top conferences in FBS.
Yeah, you know, I like I said, you know, you go on the road out there and play them. And, you know, obviously they're a good team. They beat, you know, Kansas State last week, and who was ranked 14th or 15th in the country. So, you know, we hung in there with them. And when you play those SEC guys, you know, they just have so much more depth, you know, than what that we have, you know, group of five schools have. And, you know, so ultimately, you know, they got us. They played better than us. And, you know, they got a 4-point win, 5-point win. And, but like I said, I was proud of our team. The frustrating part of those first two games is we went into Murray State, you know, seven starters down. You know, we lost seven starters those first two games because of injuries. And that's the frustrating part, you know, of playing, you know, an SEC team, especially back-to-back. And, you know, yeah, they gave us a bunch of money. We got some money out of it. But ultimately, you know, then you start getting into your conference play, and you're not the same team that you started the season out with. So a lot of guys have got to stepped up Saturday against Murray, and, you know, we're going to have to do the same thing this week against a really good Colorado State team.
Coach, I do feel like these first three games showed me the fruits of your offseason season work. I feel like it shows you already worked hard this offseason, spring and summertime and fall camp. I saw that your guys were ready to play. I saw your guys were in tune. I know not the way you wanted to be quite yet, but I saw things from my experience of playing and you coaching as well. That's all. You guys really prepared hard this offseason. I can tell it in how you guys are playing.
Yeah, boss. We had, you know, when we got back from the Hawaii Bowl, when school started back in January after that, you know, we had a really, really good winter workout program. Spring practice went well. This summer, their summer workouts, you know, no complaints there. And then we had a good August. So I really like where we're at. I wish we had, you know, those guys, you know, that we started the season with. I wish they weren't out with the injuries, but that's the nature of the beast in this game of football. So, but our guys have got a wonderful attitude. They work extremely hard. They want to be great. They work. And I'm really proud of them. And, you know, we're a blue-collar team. You know, we don't have a bunch of 5-4 stars running around, all that stuff. And, you know, we got to, you know, it's coach speak, whatever, but that chip on your shoulder that every day we go out with something to prove, whether it's in practice, you know, tomorrow or, you know, the game this Saturday. So it's a great opportunity for these guys to, you know, to prove that they're really good football players and we're a really good team.
And Coach, talk about Nicholas. I feel like he has really grown at quarterback. You know, he's gotten better each year. He's been in your program. I know he didn't play as much last year, but he's definitely getting better. He's making his reads better. I've seen him go to his progressions. I watch you guys. Talk about his improvement, development, how happy you are with his play.
Yeah, that's a great observation on your part. I think probably one of the he's improved as a quarterback physically, but I think his biggest jump has been his improvement with all the intangibles. You know, he's a really smart, cerebral kid, but his toughness, his leadership, his mental toughness, you know, I think those are the areas where he's improved the most. And that's what you would want in a young kid. You know, he came in, we were going to redshirt him his freshman year, and because of injuries, he had to play the last five games. And then last year, we tried to get his redshirt year back. He played in a game and a half. And so now it's, you know, it's his team. And I'm really proud of Nick. I'm proud of how hard he's worked and the improvement that he's made, not only physically, but from the mental aspect and, you know, from all the intangibles that you want in a quarterback. From a leadership standpoint and a toughness standpoint.
No doubt. I can tell the guy's really into him. He's commanding that huddle as well. And the game is slowing down for him. It's not like that deer in the headlights look anymore. He's actually confident in what he's doing. He has a plan. He's reading his freestyle, reads the right way. And I'm just watching. I'm like, this kid is really growing. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, he's done a great job from that aspect, you know. And like I said, before we went to Alabama the first game, yeah, that's his first opening day start. But, you know, he's played in five or six games, and he didn't play, you know, like it was his first time out there. He was in really good control, good command, like you said, of the offense. The moment wasn't too big for him. He didn't get, you know, 100,000 people, you know, booing him. That didn't affect him. So I'm really proud of Nick, you know, and you, like I said, you go on the road your first two games in the SEC, and then, you know, so that hardens you a little bit, so to speak. And, you know, he's just a tough kid, mentally and physically.
And Coach Stock, I love him spreading the ball around too. He's not just locked in on one guy. He has running backs, tight ends, receivers. He's not just going to a few guys. So about him spreading the ball around, how that's going to give you guys even more options and more threats as you're going to conference play.
Yeah, you know, it's probably twofold, boss. You know, one, we're playing a lot of people. You know, we've got – I feel like we've got some really, really good receivers, a lot of depth there. So we're playing a lot of people. And so, therefore, more people have an opportunity to touch the ball. But the other part of that is Nick has such a great understanding of our offense, and he's reading and seeing the defense very clearly right now, and that's enabling him to get the ball, you know, to the right guy or the open guy. So I think part of it is I think the first game against Alabama, 11 people had catches. Missouri had 10 people, and then this past week with Murray State is either 11 or 12 people, you know, caught balls. So we're playing a lot of people, but Nick is really doing a good job being a point guard, so to speak, of the offense in distributing the ball.
And Coach Stock, you have some good backs too, man. I like what you got in the backfield too to get that change of pace as well. And you got a long run this past week. And I feel like you got some guys from Dawes back there in the backfield with Nick as well.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I feel as good about our running back situation, you know, this year as I have in a long time. And, you know, Frank Pizon, our starter, he was out this week, you know, with an injury. And, you know, Flip, I call him Flip, Jaden Crowell, you know, well, everybody calls him Flip, you know, is really, really a good back. You know, he had a 71-yard touchdown run, and then he's got really good hands out of the backfield. He's involved in a lot of the passing game. So, and, you know, he caught a touchdown pass also. And then little Jay Mitt, a true freshman, you know, in here has really done some really good things. So I feel good about our backs. You know, they're really good without the ball in their hands. They carry out their fakes. They're good in pass protection. And then, obviously, they're good with the ball in their hands. So I like where we're at from a running back standpoint.
And, Coach Stock, defensively, I'm loving watching Sam Broomfield and Trey Fuellen out there, Coach, on your defensive side, their activity. I'm loving what they're doing. How about those two young men? Those guys really popped out to me on film when I watched what you guys were doing, watching the game back. So how about those two young men, Coach?
Yeah, you got good vision, my man, because they do stand out. And, you know, Sam was a defensive Conference USA Defensive Player of the Week this week. And, you know, he started the season as a backup, and our starter, you know, got hurt, you know, at the Alabama game. So he started the last two games, and it's just been special. You know, he plays fast. He plays physical. He's a really smart football player. He studies. He works. He's a good tackler. Very humble young man. I can't say enough good things about Sam. It just he's a pleasure to coach and watch him play, and plays the game the way it's supposed to be played. So he's off to a really good start here in the first couple games of the year. And then, you know, Trey's done a nice job on the back end. You know, he's kind of your quarterback, you know, on the defensive end back there, and has been very solid. He's a really good player. He's a good athlete, and he'll continue to make plays for us back there. So really pleased with both he and Trey. salmon trade.
And Coach Doc, Colorado State's coming off a tough loss, two overtime. So do you try to feed the tempo a little bit, knowing they got to come across the country, they come off a tough loss, a longer game? Do you maybe try to speed up a little bit this week, kind of wear them out so he's second half, really lean on them some more and really open this thing up a little bit?
Well, you know, the first thing is they're a really talented team. They brought in a ton of transfers, and they've got some really, really dynamic players, especially at the skill positions. And then their defensive end, number eights, were very, very good. He gave us fits last year when we played him. So, and number 14, the wide receiver, you know, caught a ton of balls against Colorado, and he caught three touchdown passes against us in the second half last year. So they got some really, really special players. And, you know, one, you know, they're going to be hungry to get a win. So we know we're going to get a great effort from them. They're going to want to get us because we got them last year, you know. So this is all the makings of a good football game. And, you know, it's, you know, I know they're disappointed, you know, in losing that game. It's always a heartbreaking, tough loss when you lose an overtime game, because you feel like you know, you had a chance, and they did have a chance. And, but you got to give Colorado credit for coming back. You know, but we're going to be us. We're going to do what we do and not try to do something that we're not, just to try to, you know, get with, you know, them coming across the country. We're going to play our game, and hopefully, you know, we play it better than what we played last week, and we put all three phases together where we play our best game of the year.
And Coach Doc, let me ask you this, Coach Doc, seeing how Conference USA has changed over your time, in Conference USA, how good is it to see the improvement of the league has kind of refound itself again with new members? And how excited are you for this new league, man, with Sam Houston and Mexico State and all those guys and Kansas State coming next year from down my way? So what about that, Coach Doc?
It's different, boss. You know, it's and I haven't seen, you know, we haven't really got into conference play yet, so I haven't seen teams yet. I saw the UTEP Jacksonville State game, you know, the first game of the year, and maybe La Tech and FIU. So I haven't seen a whole lot, you know, of games this year of our new team. So I don't know, but I know the ones that are the schools that are coming in are very competitive. They've got a history, a tradition, a track record of being very successful, whether it be at the FCS level or at other conferences that they've been in. We played Liberty a couple years ago, and you know, I know how good they are because I've seen out there and I've seen their facilities, and they got Power Five facilities, and they got a really good team. So it's going to be a very competitive conference. And, you know, once we get into, we get into it next week after this week. And, you know, I'm sure everybody else is battling that same schedule. So it's going to be very competitive. It's going to be different this year because there's no East or West, North to South. It's just the top two teams are going to play for the championship. So it's going to be a little bit different from that standpoint, but I'm looking forward to creating new rivalries and playing these new teams.
And Coach Doc, no, I know you all recruit Georgia already a lot. I want to talk about that as well, but Kansas State coming into the conference and Murfreesboro being 3 hours from it, the Atlanta area, how important is it going to be to even tap into Georgia even more now with them and Conference USA coming in and keep getting this quality young men out of Georgia to come play for you all?
Yeah, you know, I should say this, that whether Kennesaw State was coming in or not, we're still going to recruit Georgia. I love Georgia players. I love recruiting at that state. So we're going to do that. But now when you have Kennesaw State coming in, you can tell a kid from Atlanta or Georgia that, hey, you're, every other year you're going to be playing in front of your hometown, you know, if you're from Atlanta playing Kennesaw State. So kind of like the Florida, when Florida International, Florida Atlantic, you know, you recruit those Florida kids, you could tell them every year, you know, you're going to play in the state of Florida now it's now that Florida Atlantic's left, it's every other year. But you know, it's going to be exciting when Kennesaw State comes in, and it'll just give us another, you know, something that we can sell and talk to recruits about being able to play against, you know, somebody in your home state.
And Coach Doc, I will see you on next Thursday at Western Kentucky. I'll be at the game, man. So
awesome, man. That's awesome.
So I will see you, because I'm going to Indianapolis to cover the Colts on October the 1st. So I'm going to come through there first. So I'll be there to see this 100-mile battle for the first time ever in my career. So looking forward to seeing what this is all about next Thursday,
yeah,
man.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. You'll have a great experience, a great time. It's a great rivalry, and be a lot of fun. They got a really good team and everything. So, I'm glad you're going to be able to get up there.
Yes, sir. I'm going to come to the locker room and see you, Coach. Win or lose, I'm going to come see you, Coach. You know, I love having you on the show, man.
Come on, man. You're always welcome. You know how I feel about you.
Thanks, Coach. Start saying here, brother. Yeah, I'll see you next week. Coach, you be safe. Get this win this weekend, Coach, and I'll see you then, man.
Sounds good, my man. Have a good night, babe.
All right, see you, Coach.
All right, bud. See you, man.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.